From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A huge mound of garbage has collapsed in Mozambique's capital, crushing several homes and killing at least 17 people. Heavy rains are believed to have triggered the collapse in a poor district of Maputo. Authorities say more bodies could still be buried at the Hulina garbage dump, and a search is underway. The dump is one of the largest in Maputo. Poor people often search through the garbage heap looking for items to sell. Local media say the trash dump rose to the height of a three-story building. Iranian rescue teams have been battling bad weather and mountainous terrain, but have located the wreckage of a plane that crashed with 65 people on board. The Azaman Airlines flight left Tehran Sunday morning for the city of Yazooj in Isfahan province, but went down in the Zagros Mountains. The search effort was initially delayed because of dense fog, high winds, and snow that made it impossible for helicopters to get close to the crash site. Conditions improved enough on Monday for the helicopters to operate. Latvia's central bank chief Ilmars Rimšēviks was freed on bail from police custody Monday after 2 days of questioning about alleged bribery, accusations that have shaken the Baltic nation. Rimšēviks said he rejects all the allegations and plans to meet the press Tuesday to explain in a more detailed way. Latvia's anti-corruption agency says it suspects Rimšēviks of seeking out a large-scale bribe, but officials with Latvia's Norvik Bank told the Associated Press that Rimšēviks reportedly solicited bribes and retaliated against the bank when it refused to pay him. This is VOA News. Sports and politics will be on the menu this week when Liberia's new president makes his first official trip outside Africa. For VOA, correspondent Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Well, French-Liberian ties have been strong for a number of years, analysts say. Weah's trip here also underscores a broader shift in France's Africa policy. Less than a year into office, Macron wants to break from the country's colonial past. Africa expert François Gaulme of the French Institute for International Relations says French development aid also underscores the change. Not only is it going up, Gaulme says, but for the first time, France has added Anglophone Liberia to its shortlist of priority countries, a list that was long monopolized by former Francophone colonies. Gaulme says France may also be a natural destination for leaders of smaller Anglophone West African countries like Liberia, who want to forge closer ties with their regional Francophone counterparts. Development assistance may be another talking point. France has traditionally been slow in delivering aid. Gaulme says Liberia and its new leader may be hoping that this time the positive diplomatic discourse will translate into concrete results. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The Somali government has appointed new security chiefs nearly 4 months after firing the previous commanders after a series of deadly al-Shabaab attacks. But experts warn that the new security chiefs are not miracle workers and need support from the public and their own government to win the war against the militants. The Kremlin on Monday denied Russian government involvement in interfering with the 2016 U.S. presidential election. A spokesman told reporters the allegations are baseless. The comments come days after the U.S. special counsel, former FBI Director Robert Mueller, charged 13 Russian nationals and three Russian entities with conducting an illegal information warfare campaign to disrupt the election to the benefit of President Trump. Mr. Trump is reportedly supporting efforts to tighten federal background checks on gun buyers following last week's shooting massacre of 17 people at a high school in Florida. The White House said Trump spoke last week with Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn about his bipartisan legislation with Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy, a longtime anti-gun activist, to improve compliance with background checks. The revisions are still being negotiated. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.